सो गोपी चंदन तिलक नाम मुद्रा विचार निमित्त दे आर भावानुकूल, दिस इज थर्ड भावमयी भाव संबंधी नाउ भावानुकूल, दीज आर अनुकूल, अनुकूल माने फेवरेबल। तुलसी सेवा परिक्रमा प्रणाम आदि भावानुकूल, इस शुड बी डन। गो अश्वस्थ धात्री ब्राह्मण सम्मान, अंडरस्टैंडिंग, गो अश्वस्थ माने पीपल वृक्ष, टू डू परिक्रमा टू गिव वाटर, एंड ब्राह्मण सम्मान टू रिस्पेक्ट ब्राह्मण्स, दीज आर भक्ति अमंग 64 काइंड्स ऑफ भक्ति, दे आर सम पार्ट फेवरेबल, सम पार्ट फेवरेबल। उपकारक उपकारी, इफ ए मैन डज नॉट डू नो हर्म बट विश टू डू, लाइक रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी हैज टोल्ड, सुजने भूसुरगने, भूसुरगन माने ब्राह्मण, गो ऑल्सो अस्वस्थ ऑल्सो भक्त सिंह ऑल्सो, बट इफ ए रागानुगा वैष्णव हैव नो टाइम टू डू नो हर बिकॉज इट इज निमित्त, उपकारी वनली, अंडरस्टैंड, भावानुकूल, नॉट एसेंशियल। हियर वन थिंग, भावानुकूल और अविरुद्ध, नॉट अनफेवरेबल बट नॉट फेवरेबल, अंडरस्टैंड,
विच थिंग्स, दोस यू हैव
मेंशन, नाउ आई एम मेंशनिंग,
इज इट फोर्थ कैटेगरी,
अविरुद्ध, इट इज नॉट
अनफेवरेबल,
इट इज नॉट अनफेवरेबल बट नॉट येट फेवरेबल, दैट इज here one thing is telling that Krishna wants to have milk from the breast of Yashoda, and at the same time he has kept milk on the fire, the milk was going overflow. Yashoda forcibly kept Krishna there. He was weeping and he was so angry. But she went to protect him. Here means the things which are very likable of Krishna, we should protect then Krishna. And we should favor these things more than Krishna, for Krishna. Krishna has a cough. ठीक है तुम लोग? अब हमारा समाप्ति हो गया, पहला first chapter is going to be completed.
How many chapters are there?
Two chapters. This was long chapter. And after one day it. So here he is telling that for Raganuga Bhakta, though Shravan and Kirtan Smaran is superior, but for the management of Kirtan is not less than them.
Did you
explain? Oh, come on. And play on with them. Oh, you should come out and you should do kirtan. One is giving sataranji there. He is doing the management of all this. One is doing prachar parties. These are not less than that.
Not less than
Sravan and Kirtan. What? At first, these things are more superior than, but at least at last, there will be transfer in that. He will have Raganuga in his heart, but can do all these things. If they are supporters for Sankirtan, Smaran and all these things.
And this comes under the category of...
like, you are doing prachar. You are doing prachar. Huh? Going here and there for Nam Sankirtan. You are doing meetings and so many things. So for doing that, no alternative interior, any other here. And we will do for only Sankirtan and all these things. It is not that. It should be other needs. Here, Ahangoho Prashna, Nash Mudra, Dvarka Dhyan, Mahishi Dhyan, all should be rejected. All can be helpful, but these will be directly.
This is under the category, what was the word in Sanskrit?
Bhav Viruddha. At first was Bhav Abiruddha. And Bhav Viruddha should be rejected.
Viruddha is
okay. And Abiruddha is this.
But then, so you're saying that arrangement of the kirtan, all of these things, not less than
that. That is washing of Krishna
clothes. It is not less than kirtan or smarana.
Because they will be transferred further in that.
Transferred further
in future. In future, there will be kirtan and smaran. That person will have to have respect in the angs, Sramana Kirtan Vishnu Smarana. And to smaran Krishna. Smaran Krishna is superior. But in Ashakti, two kinds of Ashakti. Ashakti in Krishna and there his Parikar. And Ashakti in Sadhananga. Both are good. But later on, one who has only Ashakti in Anga, Sramana Kirtan, all things, it will transfer into Krishna and Smarani. That. So this is Bhavanukul, and after that it will be as Bhavamai. After that.
What is the difference between neutral, one that is neutral, and one that is mythic?
There are some. You should read and then.
We need to read this also. Because hearing, if we read it again, it will be very clear.
He is telling that I have told like this. But in Siddha Sarir, you will realize it. And at the first preliminary stage, you cannot have ideas, exact ideas. So if I have told and you have understand anything rather than not properly, So it is my fault that I could not make you understand. So God and Sukha Bhakti should Kshama kare. For me. One day more.
I asked you this once before, but I again want to make sure. This has happened two times now in different places. Small vigraha in our temples. Sometimes they're small, and normally the small murti should be made from ashtadak or some dress. But sometimes, originally, the deity we installed was made of marble. One of them breaks. Now, when I asked you, you said, replace it. But the other one has not yet broken. So then, just like the Krishna marble, small murti broke. Radharani marble one did not break. So you said, okay, you can replace Krishna one. So, but I said, what about Radharani? So you said that she is not broken. But the problem is because she is made of marble, we fear that, who knows, 50 years from now, 100 years from now, same thing may again happen. So we are thinking that both should be replaced with brass mortis so that they will always be safe.
Not yet. It has been pratishthit. So you should have Krishnamurti replaced by marble stone and again pratishthit and give it to any disciple. Arkipiti as the big Vigra.
Which one?
Radha and Krishna, which was originally.
Give them to someone. But then it's not so easy to worship Radha Krishna. It requires at home, maybe no one will.
Our father has dead, mother is alive. We should leave our mother also. That you should go.
You told me that.
I don't remember, but
you have given the same answer. But then I have a question. Now, because it is in the temple, there are every day five times bhoga being offered, so many things. So if we give the deity to someone in the home, must they continue the same?
Two times will do as the
devotee. And no, then can they be replaced with one? They can be both, Radha and Krishna then, both can be replaced with a brass deity. Marble ones can be given to someone as a home.
Oh, any mandir, new mandir, or any that?
The same problem. Better in the home. Then one other question. That sometimes, in one piece of property that we have in Vrindavan, there is an old tree, drumstick tree.
What is it? That's a kadamba.
That vegetable, no. That's the
Paragat.
No, it's a sabji tree. Sabji tree.
Long thing.
Sajana.
It is hardly, it is only giving a few of these sabjis. It is a very old tree and not good. And it is in the way of, if we want to make any building, it is in Vrindavan. So can it be cut down or not?
Is it alive?
It is alive.
Old. He will not alive, but if they took it and gave other place, it will not be alive.
No, it has to be cut down.
You should do according to your
I can going to take. Therefore, I am asking you, because this tree is right on the property and means the building cannot. I mean, it is not Kadamba tree. It is not. People say the subject tree is not very useful.
But on the other hand, we see that every thing is of Vrindavan Archini, and they want to do bhajan there. So something should be. And if you after your superior works, you are for building temple or anything else, then it may be correct.
But if it's for somebody's residence?
Somebody's residence. So you should, and they should
think of it.
Don't ask.
I had, actually this was not my idea. They suggested this to me, and I at once thought that anything growing in Vrindavan, you do not have the right, that it after so many thousands and millions of lives, this tree has taken birth here, so we don't have the right. I wanted to ask, but they said, no, this tree is not so useful, but I thought it was good.
That's a thing can do, but I will not order that you should cut it or not cut it.
No, I can. I will not take that.
You should not take responsibility. No. Because when Raghunath Das Goswami went to cut a tree of neem tree or any other trees, the trees become went to Raghunath Das Goswami and dreamed, they told them. So he was being Krishna Kunda. He thought that Krishna is Vakra, Pribhanga. So he does not want to be straight. So he doesn't. But afterward, now we wish, after 500 years after, that some are by them. Not cutting. So this.
One question, short. In Jawet, are the husbands, do the husbands of the Manjaris come from Jawet?
What?
In Jawet. Jawet. Husbands of the Manjaris, do they all come from Javit?
Oh, yes. His question is that Javit is the home of Srimati Radhika's in-laws, Abhimanyu, Kosila, etc. When we went there, he told us that the other friends of Radhika, they are also residing with her there. So his question is, does it mean that their so-called husbands are also living in Javad?
It may be, maybe not. As Visakha coming from Nimgaon. But they have relation in that village.
In Javad.
Also in the house of Jatila also. Visakha is so related to Jatila and Kotila. And so many, there are big villages, so many relations are of gopis are there.
Yes.
They, by doing any bahana, by cheating them, they come, they tell their husband that, I am going to my sister, I am going to my any relation, I am going there. And by telling, they come to the service. Anyhow, they are.
They're there.
I brought the paper. I will leave them with you.
I will see, and then.
That can be Raganuga. Then you gave the example of the milk. that if somebody wants milk, then he will learn that he has to get cow with calf and do so many things. But the real purpose is that he wants the milk. Now, some years before, I made the resolution that I would do whatever I have to do, whatever is necessary, to get the association of Guru Maharaj again. So, what category does that mean?
Last thing I think that's...
He made, you want to say?
Yeah. In other words, we are doing so many things. Say, for the last so many years, we're doing so many things. But the idea is not that because of the injunctions of the scripture, that if we don't do it, we will go to hell or something like that. We were doing it with the idea that if we follow, we'll get the association of Guru Maharaj again. So, is that comparable to the greed one?
Because he is telling everything to you and expressing according to Shastra.
Oh, yes.
And he is not telling the superlative degrees or ordinary person for growing greed. Only to create Shraddha. That is called prachar. Raganuga cannot be preached. It is vyaktigat means that
one. His question was a little different.
To obey and to have the association of your Gurudev. Is it Raganuga or Vaidhi? Your question is this?
Not exactly. But that if someone follows the injunctions of the Shastra, being convinced on the basis of the Shastra, that is Vaidhi. But if somebody has greed, that he wants to obtain some object.
For something.
Well, he wants to have the love of Krishna and the mood of one of the associates of Krishna.
Especially of that four or three kinds of ras. Then it will be Raganuga. Any other greed will not be accepted as Raganuga. Only one of the three. Three.
So you are saying that, I'm giving another example to explain the question, that in the beginning one has a sakti to Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Then later the Ashakti becomes transferred to Krishna and his parikar. But both are Ashakti. So in the beginning, we have the desire to have the association of Guru Maharaj. But we are thinking of Guru Maharaj as we knew him here. Now, but it seems that the same desire can be transferred or transformed when the idea of Guru Maharaj's identity becomes more clear. Eternal identity, Krishna's service.
Have you understood?
He's asking whether if you're thinking of your Guru Maharaj as
here, properly, and what he's saying. He has understood your are not using.
If we're thinking about Guru Maharaj as Manjari, for instance, and we desire
how he will understand. When we are doing nothing and know nothing about all these facts, how will it be? It will be no good. No, it will not be.
Yes. I think your question is, what if one has greed to have darshan of his guru again? Is that the question?
In Krishna Lila.
He has been bought diksha and he has so much connection with his Gurudev in past times. And he has sanskar. Then this can be said. That he has. But whether that grease is correct or not, we should think it. If there is greed and you are serving and hearing your Guru, but it is generally that if anyone does Vaidhipati, and he has done Gurudev, entering his Gurudev, and after that, by his Gurudev, or by any Rasik Krishna, he has some association, then it may come to Raga. This is gradually going. And if we see, without by any help or anything, like without doing, taking diksha or anything, we have like
Paramananda.
Paramananda.
Haridas Thakur.
Haridas Thakur or Pindomangal. We visit great, great, real great. And he is the Raga. By his actions and thinking, we will know that whether he is Raga Naga. But at first, we should know that it will be Vaidhi, and after that, hearing, read.
See, the Viraj Maharaj's greed, it's not out of fear or the Shastra, but he has so much love for Prabhupada that he will do anything to get his darshan again. He will manage, he will go any place to the world, he will do Shravanam Kirtanam, he will go to all our programs. So he's asking, what is that greed?
That sort of greed is in Vaidhipa. And by his mercy, and if he is creating that greed, then it will be better.
Is out of
serving
love.
Gurudev,
but is out of love. It's not out of because I am fearful, because the Shastra said. It is out of
not understanding the higher of clearly. I am not understanding. If I will understand clearly, another way it is. Clear it, and clear to you, then you will understand. And if you know that your Gurudev is Vinod Manjari or any Manjari, and if you agree to serve him, then it will be Raga. In this form, if I agree to serve him, it is not Raga. It is Sadhana. It is clear?
Perfect.
One hears
this is more, but you have not that book. Telling it in brief to you.
but your instruction to do japa while meditating on Krishna's pastimes is so much effective. Is so much effective.
You are so much lucky that in this book I am telling it in faith to you.
But your instruction do japa while meditating on Krishna's pastime is so much effective. It's so much
effective. You are so much lucky that in a short time you have known the effect and realized. So now we have discussed about abhist bhav, abhist sambandhi, abhist anukul, abhist pratikul, all these things we have discussed. Do you remember all these things? Now we are going in second prakash. Here he is telling that if one can question that Krishna is always engaged and he has almost forget what thing is going or not going. What will the effect or not affect? He has everything forgotten. And he is engaged in vilas of gopis. Doing rash, doing bilas, and being playing with gopis. He don't know what will be the effect. Whether an enemy can come or not come. He has unremembered his house works. If any vipat can come,
danger
can come or not come. He don't know what is fear, whether it come or not come. He has no chinta,
anxiety.
Worries are. He don't know at that time what is joy and parajay. He is always in testing vilas in the gopi sabha. Sabha means
gopi.
He always try to make place to gopis. How they can be used. And gopis also are in a mood that how we can make happy Krishna. So he is questioning that when Krishna has forgotten everything, then all the Raganugas who are praying to Krishna, who will hear their prayers and who will give consolation? Or who will give them bar? Bar means blessings. Who will fulfill the object of that Raganuga Bhakta? He is telling that if a man tells that the part of Krishna, which is called Paramatma, will he hear all these. Because he's in the seva, sakshi, witness to every jiva, every soul. So he can even steer. But
Sunatha Gavati Thakuri's opinion that
by this, any raganuga bhav cannot be satisfied. Because he is unaware of the fact that raganuga bhav, Paramatma cannot, Paramatma is not sufficient. So they will not be glad, satisfied.
Why is that? Why Paramatma is not satisfied?
Because he is not a rasik. He is only sakshi and giving fruits of their karmas. He is bound in his duty. Even Narayan cannot be. By Narayan they will not satisfy. Even by Ramachandra and Dwarkadhis, what to tell their factions? So, now again he is telling that Krishna will hear Vrajendananda Shyamasundara Gopika. But how? He is engaged and forgotten everything. Then how he will hear? There are two special qualities in Krishna. Sarabhagyata and Mugdhata. He does not know anything. By prem. Prem is so powerful that it makes Krishna that he does not know anything. That is when Krishna was in Dwarka. Udhav. There. And Krishna called Uddhava and told that there are two works very important. One to kill Jarasandha and another Pandavas has given Nimantrana, invitation to come and join Rajasuya Jagat. Both are equal important. What should I do? Here, Krishna Chakravarti is telling that if Krishna was Sarvagya, Sarvagya, no? No, at all. There are Kambolo. Snoopad. He is telling that if Krishna is Sarvagya, he knows everything. Of three times, Utma Vishat and Vartaman. Then how he asked Buddha? Why he asked? So it may be that Krishna was imitationing, imitating. But from the subject, it is seen that. He was not imitated.
Right, the subject is too serious.
No. Buddha told that, Prabhu, I'm surprised and don't know nothing. That why you have asked? You know everything. But you are telling like in a manner that you know nothing. Buddha told that what may be, I am telling that you should go to Rajasuya Yajna at first. And in Rajasuya Yajna, you should take Arjun and Bhim with you and with horse you should go to Jarasandha, and there you should kill Jarasandha and complete the vows. Both will be done at a one stroke. Krishna admitted and appreciated Uddhava. That Uddhava certainly I should do like this. Here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that both qualities of Krishna to be like Mugdha. Mugdha means knowing nothing. And knowing everything at the same time. That is, he is telling that Kunti is praying Krishna that when I remember the past times that Yashoda was going to bind you, your hands, and only binds your kamar,
waist.
Then you are crying bitterly. And that crying was not imitation. So I am I am astonished that you are fear for fear. And that yet you are fearing from a bath in the hands of Yashoda. Why? Here it is called Mugdha. No, nothing. Very innocent as a child. Innocent child. No, nothing. It is called Mugdha. So Krishna, it is by Yoga Maya. If a man, a man is overpowered by illusory maya of Krishna. And he is feeling sukh and dukh, suffering and happiness. And have so many births by maya, illusory maya. He also have some, in that time, have some happiness also, some suffering. But all the work of Maya. That Maya is only to unremember Krishna. That is Maya. So, that thing, Mugdhata and Sarvagyata, it is a fruit of this Maya, not Brahma Maya or any Maya. Not of Balram also, not of any Maya, but by Krishna, by his Prem, Bhakta Vatsalya, he loves so much to his Asrash that he knows nothing.
Not by Yoga Maya, it's by Prem.
Prem. And that Prem is Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya is nothing else. There are so many much functions of brain, like Yoga Maya, Atma Maya, Paramaya, Srimati Radhika, Ladini Shakti. All are functions of Yoga Maya. That is of brain. Brain is only Yoga Maya. So Krishna becomes at the same time Sarvagya also, and also Mugdha also. So, when he is doing a rash, and if any Raganuga Bhakta in this world is doing aradhana of gopis or Krishna and wanting something, Krishna being mugdha in rash lila, yet he is sarvagya and he will complete his desire of Radha. And he has to do things.